From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. A Turkish soldier was killed setting up an outpost near Aleppo close to Syrian forces in northwest Idlib province. Meanwhile, Syrian airstrikes reportedly left another 16 dead in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus, following Monday's death toll of nearly 30. Video showed some of the wounded being carried into a medical facility for treatment. Monday, the U.S. said it was gravely alarmed by reports of Syrian use of chlorine gas in Idlib. Anthony Billingsley is a Middle East analyst at the University of New South Wales.
I think they're certainly trying to subdue the Idlib province, which is one of the focuses of the chemical weapons attacks.
Although Syria has denied the allegation, an international investigation concluded Damascus used chlorine gas at least twice in 2014 and 2015 on the nerve agent sarin in 2016. The U.S. and Russia clashed Monday over the latest allegation at the U.N. Security Council. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador.
So we proposed a Security Council press statement condemning these attacks. So far, Russia has delayed the adoption of this statement, a simple condemnation of Syrian children being suffocated by chlorine gas.
Moscow's ambassador said Syria's chemical weapons capacity was destroyed under international supervision and called accusations of Moscow's complicity slander. Kenya restored transmission to two TV stations closed a week ago, after they provided live coverage of the rival inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga, who accused incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta of winning last year's election through fraud. The reason two are back on the air and not a third remains unclear. Nairobi has come under international criticism for the move. Meanwhile, police fired tear gas at dozens of protesters Monday over what they called the government's violation of the Constitution. This is VOA News. The president of the Indian Ocean island country of the Maldives, Abdullah Yameen, has declared a state of emergency and detained key opposition leaders and two members of the Supreme Court. Australian National University security analyst David Brewster said Mr. Yameen was responding to a high court ruling last week that revoked charges against the opposition leaders.
The president has responded by arresting any opposition leaders that are in the Maldives and imposing, in effect, martial law and arresting the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
He said the action amounts to a coup. Meanwhile, former President Mohammed Nasheed Tuesday called for Indian intervention. Asian and European stocks tumbled Tuesday after a record-breaking loss Monday at Wall Street. Japan skidded more than 6%, Hong Kong nearly 5%. U.S. stocks suffered the largest single-day decline, with the benchmark Dow Jones losing nearly 1,200 points. The slump began Friday with investors concerned over the specter of inflation and higher interest rates that could slow growth in the world's biggest economy. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has called a special meeting of its decision-making executive for this week, as pressure mounts on President Jacob Zuma to step down before his current term expires next year.
We don't want him as the state president. South Africans are sick and tired of him. Everyone is sick and tired of him.
Mick Hululi White is an ANC member. Mr. Zuma has been plagued by years of corruption allegations. He was replaced by Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as party leader in December. The opposition said there is consideration being given to delaying Mr. Zuma's State of the Union address Thursday. Vice President Mike Pence is on his way to Asia and the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. His first stop was in Alaska and a briefing on missile defense.
The president's made clear he has no higher priority than the safety and security of the American people. And missile defense is essential to our national defense.
Pence will meet Japan's Prime Minister Tuesday and South Korean President Moon on Thursday. He is said to carry a stern message about North Korea's nuclear ambitions. When asked about possible talks with North Korean officials on the sidelines of the Olympics, Pence responded, "We'll see what happens." Thousands of residents of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, were evacuated because of flooding. Torrential rains caused landslides, several people missing. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson continues a week-long trip to Latin America. He stops Tuesday in Colombia, Monday in Peru. He pledged to, along with Peru, his counterpart, to fight drug trafficking and discuss the political and economic crisis in Venezuela. Poland's President Andrzej Duda announced Tuesday he'll sign into law a controversial measure that metes out prison terms to anyone who uses the term Polish death camps or says Poland was in any way complicit in Nazi war crimes during World War II. Israel and the U.S. have both criticized that measure. I'm Victor Behe, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.